Students in an English class in Lakewood, Colorado, are now studying some of the biggest issues humans face on this planet. Teachers are using an interdisciplinary approach that lets students in this Jefferson County Open School learn about climate change, rapid population growth, and the extinction of thousands of species in an English class. Jenny Brundine from Here and Now contributor Colorado Public Radio spoke with the teens about how they're grappling with these issues.
So I just read the third chapter of The Sixth Extinction. It's called The Original Penguin.
This is James McDermott. He's 16, at home, and right now he's recording an audio diary of his thoughts at the end of each chapter of The Sixth Extinction. That's the book his English class is using to study mass extinctions and climate change. This third chapter is about the auk, a cute bird that looked like a penguin, and how it was hunted to extinction.
And it makes me think about how now no one's really thinking about the animals they're driving to extinction, even if they're doing it inadvertently. And it just kind of makes me think about how, even though humans are to blame, we don't feel the blame because we don't feel connected to the issue as we do with other issues.
So it makes me also, because climate change and extinction are such big issues, and they can be controversial and scary.
Look on page 73, all those pictures of the Ammonites.
The book deals with the most important issue we have to tackle as a species, the unintended consequences of continued population growth.
Like climate change and species extinction, says teacher Benjamin Dancer. He says The Sixth Extinction, a Pulitzer Prize-winning book, is written with a lightness and grace that's provocative, but that also doesn't dismiss the gravity of the issue. The book tells the story of species extinctions through the eyes of biologists, botanists, and geologists, and how climate change affects the Earth.
And I thought maybe we could teach this book and these issues and do it in such a way that empowers kids to rise to the challenge of their age.
Okay, where were we? We just got obliterated by the dinosaurs, did?
Today, Dancer's English class goes over the asteroid that slammed into the Gulf of Mexico 65 million years ago, one of five mass extinctions on Earth in the past half a billion years. This asteroid extinction theory, it was initially ridiculed. Denial is a pattern, Dancer says. He asks the class why it's so hard for humans to recognize what is happening right in front of them. They discuss it in small groups.
Could even go so far as to say, like, fear of death.
Fear of death, says Ben Kessler, and difficulty in seeing humans' existence as a microscopic part on Earth's 4.5 billion-year timeline. Another student says we don't want to put in the effort to change the way we live.
Like, lots of people are ignoring that there's a choice.
Here's a student named Molly.
Like, they are choosing to not see the fact that they could change their ways and they could be more resourceful and they could have less kids or adopt kids and stuff.
The kids read about the current rate of extinction and James reflects upon it in his audio journal.
Now that humans are alive now, we're in the sixth extinction, except this time there's no asteroid. It's happening pretty fast compared to the average rate of one species going extinct per every 1,000 years.
The extinction numbers are pretty staggering. Scientists estimate dozens of species go extinct every day. Scientists are classifying the sixth extinction as a modern man-made mass extinction event. Disappearing forests and habitat, changing climate, toxins creating dead zones in lakes, streams, and oceans. James has just read how fast and sharp the Earth's current climate fluctuation is, so much so that agriculture could be devastated by the end of the century.
That starts to look apocalyptic, and so it bums me out, honestly, especially when I think about how little it's talked about in politics.
He says he heard almost nothing about ecology in election speeches.
It makes me want to travel to these places, makes me want to just be in nature before it's almost gone.
Teacher Benjamin Dancer suspected his students might react to the sixth extinction with a sense of guilt. He says his job is to give students the analytical skills to navigate the magnitude of the issue and also reinforce that humans are an intelligent, creative people who can solve complex problems.
So one of my tasks as the teacher is to help them intellectualize it rather than personalize it. So they look at themselves, their identity as a human. Humans are causing this problem, therefore we suck. And I have to deconstruct that for them. And the way I've done it with this class is with math.
So, for example, when President-elect Donald Trump was born, the world's population was 2.3 billion. Now, it's about 7.5 billion. Seeing the issue through the lens of population growth has helped student Leela Pugier.
You know, if you cut down a tree for your family or you do this for your family, that doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you human. It makes you want to protect. Human instinct is to protect your family. The problem is, though, is that there's just too many of us doing it.
As the students read about extinction and learn about species adaptation, some of them come to a shift in thought. Sierra Ventimiglia thinks humans for once should let it be and let the human species die out when it's supposed to die.
And let us die when we're supposed to die and not try to escape to Mars. And I think humans are getting extremely arrogant and saying, we're going to go to Mars and we're going to create an entire species on Mars that revolves around humans again. I don't think we should be there. And at one point we are going to die and there's going to be other amazing species that do amazing things, and we can't think that the universe revolves around us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's much bigger than...
Revolves around us. Hearing these students have the courage to face scientific facts and look for hope is profoundly sad and uplifting. And this is where teacher Benjamin Dancer helps guide the kids towards projects where they can make a difference, setting up sustainable food systems at school or organizing a school-wide day of dialogue on the consequences of continued population growth. The class has helped kids put the sixth extinction into perspective.
Chapter 11 of the sixth extinction, the rhino gets an ultrasound. So this chapter is talking a lot about...
As James reads the final chapters of the book, he learns that since humans beginning 200,000 years ago, they didn't really understand sustainability. But he also reads about humans' unique desire to explore. He says that that creativity and brilliance can be harnessed to find sustainable solutions. By the last chapter...
And if I walk away with one idea from reading this book, that humans have the power to change things. We certainly changed things already in the sense that we've changed landscape, we've changed...
We've drastically changed biodiversity. More change is going to happen, he says. But we have a choice in that change. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brendine.